10¼. And they original lumber that was shipped down from the East Coast on a ship by this Captain Carey.
Mm-hmm. And the house has a upstairs.
Right. And it used to have a lookout on it. Back before your communications, these old houses down here in Sabine were all built by Sabine pilots. And they, what they would do, they'd get up on top of the house with a pair of binoculars, and they could spot a ship on the bar out there is when they knew that they had to go out and meet it and bring it into dock. And we had ours removed after some years after I was born, that my mother and father had taken out.
All the ships had, most of the houses had that though?
Right, almost all the old two-story homes you see down here had that.
The lookout.
Right. And you could get on top of this house and you could see all over the South Jefferson County with a pair of binoculars.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And when you were coming up, did most of the folks work for, was there oil here at the time?
Ever since I can remember, they had the refineries here, and then a lot of the people depended on fishing, and in fact, I guess most of them depended on the fishing industry, but a lot of them worked for the refineries. My father worked for Gulf at one time. And
do you remember, did people raise their own food here? I mean, how'd you get food in the
Well,
coming up?
I'll tell you, when we moved out, what I call out on the ridge, we raised watermelons out there where we'd go 120 pounds apiece. And then that's the truth. Because I was a young boy, and my brother next to me, he raised a cantaloupe patch, I'll never forget, and he sold a whole 5-acre patch for $80, and he thought he was a rich boy. And he was a young kid at the time. But you can raise a garden here. You can raise a good garden here. And in fact, I raised tomatoes and peppers. I got some peppers out there right now in the yard.
Really?
Yeah, it's rich land. In fact, I know a lot of people that made their living raising watermelon and cantaloupe back young, when I was a young boy, but now seems like they come in earlier from shipping them in, you know, so everybody's quit farming. It's a rich property here.
You don't remember people raising any other crops though?
My dad raised cotton.
He
raised cotton. We had to take it all the way to Devers, Texas to have it ginned, but he got over 2 bales to the acre.
Woo! Yeah. Tell me about the work you did when you were raising cotton.
Well, let me tell you, it was tough, and I was a young boy, and I was pretty tough myself in those days. And
uh-huh.
We had those, what we call deer flies and greenhead flies. And you get out there in that hot weather, and fooling with that picking that cotton and them darn flies eating you up. It wasn't too much fun on that.
Yeah.
But you can raise any kind of food down here that you want to if you, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's all along this front ridge, and then we got what we call a back ridge over there. It's got some rich land. It's rich. It grows all kind of, you can grow any kind of vegetable you want out there. It's adapted to this climate, you know.
Were there, now how would you build a fire in the fireplace? Like, did you have a fireplace?
No, we never had a fireplace. Now, we had no wood stoves and coal. We used to use a lot of coal. And